With me, I've got Sergeant Dave King from West Mercia Police, and we're at the Licky Hills, and we're talking about today about off-road bikes and the menace that they've been caused over the last few weeks. Obviously, there was that video that surfaced on social media that shocked a lot of people, and we've had quite a few complaints about it, so this is in response to that.
It is indeed, you're quite right. So what we're looking to do today is ensure that the public are fully aware that we are taking this seriously and that we have a specific operation in place to target this. What we've looked at with our colleagues from Bournemouth City Council, or the Rangers in particular, the flashpoints on the Licky Hills and how we can best deploy resources to them to catch perpetrators. Evidently, it is against the law, Section 34 of the Road Traffic Act, to be precise, about not allowing vehicles to be used off-road. Many of these vehicles won't have MOT, and they won't be appropriate or even supposed to be on a road, so there are health implications there too. And we just want to reassure the public that antisocial behaviour of this type won't be tolerated on the Licky Hills or indeed within the Bromsgrove district.
And obviously you have had complaints from residents, but there is the other side of the coin as well, and these people are actually risking life and limb by undertaking these antisocial actions on these unroadworthy bikes.
You're quite right, yeah, indeed. I mean, the main thing is there are clubs and places within the county, indeed the West Midlands region, whereby if they do wish to off-road, where they can do it in a safe environment with qualified instructors and obviously the appropriate first aid on hand should the worst happen.
And you've got, obviously you've got different resources deployed. You've also got an idea with Smart Water as well.
We have indeed, yeah, smart water technology. It's kind of well documented in the press, but we're looking to use that because evidently we are looking to try and mark those bikes, and actually if we do catch the perpetrator, apart from prosecuting them, we will obviously look to seize those bikes and have them crushed.
Okay, and you've been sitting down, it's not just yourself, obviously John Campion's been down here today, and you've also been working with the Rangers to find out where the flash points are that you need to target.
Yeah, absolutely. Tapping into their expertise, evidently it's not just the police that get these complaints. Like you say, it's the residents and other visitors to the place, and it's important that we all work together in a partnership so that we can best use our resources. They've got the expertise, they know the place in and out, and that obviously assists me in the deployment of resources.
Now obviously you've done this kind of operation before. How confident are you of it being a success and actually combating this menace?
Well, this is very specific in terms of antisocial behaviour that's going on. Clearly, as you've already mentioned, we've got the safety of the riders that we want to take note of as well. So we're going to be working very closely with them over the next coming months, and then we'll see where it's at, and then we'll be looking to roll such further operations across not just the district, but countywide.
Thank you.